I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 10th. A Quincy man is charged with possession and distribution of child pornography. 22-year-old Harrison Pitts was arrested at his Federal Avenue home at 6 this morning following a joint investigation by Quincy and state police. Pitts was arrested after a search warrant was executed at his home in October. A 19-year-old Milton man was not seriously hurt after being struck by a car while riding his bike in Quincy last evening. Police say the teen was hit at Adams and Hilda Streets in Lakin Square at about 5 p.m. He refused medical treatment. The driver was cited for a crosswalk violation. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 9 new cases reported yesterday, bringing the active case total in Quincy to 113. Quincy's one-week daily new case average is 9.8, and its two-week daily new case average is 9.0. There have been 2,036 cases of the virus in Quincy and 137 deaths. The MBTA will be reducing bus, subway, and commuter rail service and eliminating ferry service to help offset a massive budget deficit caused by the pandemic. The T says it will discontinue the ferry service between Hingham, Hull, and Boston, eliminate weekend commuter rail service, reduce the frequency of red line trains, and eliminate 25 bus routes. Reminder, there will be no curbside collection of trash or recycling in Quincy on Wednesday in observance of Veterans Day. Collection will then be delayed by one day through Saturday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 10th.